Here we are with another edition of Spotlight on Siouxland. Today I'm joined by Davidson Wissing and Ike Rayford, and we're going to be talking Toastmasters. How you doing, guys?
Doing great.
Great, great.
Excellent. Now, for those that don't know what Toastmasters is, let's talk about the group.
Yeah, so Toastmasters is a great organization, and it's not just for speaking. It's also a great organization for leadership and networking as well. And it's an organization that's been around for more than 50 years and has touched thousands, if not millions, of lives.
Absolutely. It's worldwide. So not only do we have groups here locally, but we have groups throughout the state of Iowa, as well as throughout America and the world. I mean, they're heavily growing in China, India, so it's a worldwide organization.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what do you guys do in Toastmasters? For those, I'm guessing you toast?
Well, we do learn how to do that. We learn how to do it with exquisite taste. But individually, Davidson is the president of the local club here, and I'm actually the area director for about five clubs here. But throughout that, we go, we speak, we learn to lead, we learn to do all kinds of things.
And one of the fun things, there's a couple prepared speeches at each meeting, but then there's also a few off-the-cuff speeches. So somebody might ask, what did you do this weekend? What's your favorite holiday? And then you have a minute to respond to these questions. And you don't know what the question's going to be beforehand, so you get to practice either answering the question or saying, that's a great question, but what I actually want to talk about is this.
So you can often learn how a little misdirection.
Misdirect, which sometimes you need to do in life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we also learn, with that, we learn how to do it so that we don't stutter, we don't pause, we don't use the uhs, the ahs, the grammatical areas that
crutches.
Those clutch words.
Yes.
Exactly. So that's the fun part about it, because then we know that when we stand before anyone, we can give a great oratorical speech or response.
Sure. Very good. Yeah, and it's got to help with business, I'm sure.
Absolutely. One of the things that I always like to point out is every resume, or I shouldn't say resume, but every job notice that you notice, it always talks about having great or excellent communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we do. We help you get those so that you can put that on your resume and say, hey, I have great communication skills because I am practicing every week on my communication skills.
That's awesome. And so if somebody wants to get involved with this and learn how to speak well, what do they need to do?
Well, you can go to Toastmasters.org. Yep, you go to Toastmasters.org, and there's an option that says find a club. And here in Sioux City, there are four clubs in Sioux City now.
And one in Lamar's.
Okay.
And then a couple in South Sioux. And then you can put in your zip code, your city, and it'll give you the list of where they are, when they are, how often they meet. And
absolutely.
And then you can find the clubs there. You can also has the contact information for the people in the club. So if you have any questions, you can do that.
Or Google Toastmasters Sioux City.
Yeah, there's another way to do it right there. That's the easy way.
That's the easy way, exactly.
And the fun thing, too, is we have meetings on different days of the week. Like our club meets on Mondays. There's another couple clubs that meet on Tuesdays. There's some that meet on Wednesdays. So we have different days of the week that are represented. So if Monday at noon doesn't work, maybe Tuesday will work. So there's a lot of different options.
There's a variety there, yep.
Okay. Yeah, I know that, speaking is one of those things that you either feel very strong about it or not at all. Like, you are very afraid of speaking in public.
Right.
That's a tough thing.
We always tell people that we don't take that away, because we still are afraid when we get up in front of people.
But
what we learn to do is put those butterflies in formation.
Mm-hmm.
We learn those tricks.
Sure,
we learn to
sure.
look at the clock, or the what's the best trick that everybody says? Imagine everybody naked.
Exactly.
Just
wearing socks out there.
And that's just the thing. The weekly stuff that we do, it gives you that confidence that I can go out here and do it. And the great part about it, Davidson, he does some outreach for his job.
Yeah.
And he can come and bring those speeches that he's going to do to us. We can listen to him, give him some feedback, whatever, and then he can go out there. And then he doesn't have to be nervous about speaking, because he's already done it and he brings it.
That's awesome. Yeah. See, so let's say you're somebody that actually has to give a presentation or something and wants to make sure that it's going to be good. This is a way you can double check yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
You have that opportunity. We call it the training ground.
Yeah.
You get to come and you train and you do it every week. It's a minimal expense, because you're really taking care of you. I mean, it's for your personal growth and for your just your teaching. It's a great opportunity for you to just be all that you need to be and what you want to be, really.
It's a life skill. Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
It's something that, you know, is very important, not only just in business, but in life, to be able to come up and talk to somebody and not be scared of what they're going to say or anything like that.
Exactly. One of the things that we also, there is that leadership piece of it, because mm-hmm. we know communication is everywhere, but the leadership aspect, how do you run a meeting? How do you motivate people? How do you even build when you're trying to build a business and you need to have a mission and a vision? Mm-hmm. Toastmasters has tools to help you do those things. What if your business is failing? Well, Toastmasters has a thing called Moments of Truth that we've even done it in our club, mm-hmm. and it allows you to look at those things head on and say, are we doing this? Or are we doing this? You can transfer that to a business.
Oh,
say,
yeah.
Are we doing these things? And if you're not, hey, you can do what you got to do.
So what ages are you looking for to come and join?
Any age. Age from that point, yeah. But okay. They have to be 18. Yeah.
Okay, they have to be 18. So right. This would be perfect for like a college student.
Oh, great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Great. It'd be perfect for a college student who's looking to, again, put that on their resume, mm-hmm. show, build those skills. It's great for that person who's middle-aged, who needs something to do. A senior who sure. is trying to stay sharp. I mean, that's why some of us even stay in, because we want to stay sharp.
Sure.
We don't want to lose it. I took a break a while back and realized, wow, my uhs and ahs got really...
It's easy to exactly. yeah, come right back.
It's kind of like
crutches.
If you don't go running for a month and then you try to go running again,
mm-hmm.
you're like, oh man, I was in good shape and now what happened?
Exactly.
I mean, you catch back up pretty quickly, but it's
sure.
one of those things where you just like... You need to keep practicing. If you don't keep your tools sharp, then it's not going to be as good.
Definitely. I mean, this is good for the boardroom. This is good for if you're going to be in the media, mm-hmm. for sure.
Absolutely.
You've got to be able to speak in the media.
Absolutely.
So that's just a great idea.
Yeah, we've had media. We've had attorneys. We've had doctors. We've had just business people. You name it. We've had everybody come through our club. And one of the things that we love to do, especially like with politicians,
sure.
when they're giving their speeches, we like to sit back and evaluate them and count their uhs and ahs.
Uh-huh.
And like, wow. They need Toastmasters.
That's always good. That's always good. And you do that like when you're watching TV and you're like, oh, my God.
Absolutely. That's probably the only drawback, is because then we start noticing what's good and what's really not good.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people think, oh, that guy was a great speaker. And we're like, nah, not really.
Not so much. No.
Exactly.
No, right. Okay. So, again, if people want to find out more, they can go online. Let's
yep.
give them the address first.
Yep. Toastmasters.org. And then also this week, well, not this week, coming up for October 1st, we're going to have a Toastmasters week here locally in Sioux City. And what we're doing, we want to promote that Toastmasters was founded at the start of October. So we really want to let people know about that. So we're going to, all the clubs here in Sioux City that meet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday throughout the week, we're trying to get new people to come check it out. So you can come check out our meetings. And for the first 5 people who come to our meetings and decide that, hey, they want to join, we'll waive the membership dues and then the joining fees, and they'll just have to pay the membership dues.
Okay.
And the membership dues are $50 for 6 months.
Right.
Okay.
And a lot of employers pay for those as well.
Absolutely. Sure, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I can see why employers would want this, especially, you know, it really any type of business, you know, with salespeople.
Absolutely.
You're wanting them to be going to businesses and talking to clients. You want them to be able to speak well and
absolutely.
Portray what they're trying to get across. So.
And one of the things we ask people, just come to a meeting.
Yeah.
We there is no pressure to join. We want you to come see, because maybe it works and maybe it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But because we do have different clubs in the area, they all have their own culture.
Mm-hmm.
But we have different clubs that meet at different times. And so maybe an evening club works for you, or maybe a morning club. We can make that work. But come to the meeting. Check it out. See it. You like it. And we're going to, you know, hey, come on, be a part of us. And if you don't, then okay, that's a problem. Because we've had people come and say, oh, it's not really for me. And then 2 years later, I really need to.
Yeah.
We actually have a member who, what did she say? She had been trying to, she had been knowing that she needed to go because her daughter is like 9 or something. And she's like, I need to go, I need to go. And finally, 9 years later, she's a member and she's an officer in there.
Nice.
Yep. And we have, you can go to meetings at Western Iowa Tech. at Mercy Medical Center. There's some out in South Sioux at both Great West
Great
and
West and Northeast Community College.
Northeast Community College, yeah.
So a lot of different options to choose from.
Lamar's up at Blue Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, and they're all open clubs to people. So just because they meet at those places don't mean that you have to work there. But they're open to the public and to come in. And everybody would be happy to have visitors come and check out their clubs. And hopefully become members.
All right. So to find a club, you go online. You can find out the times, where they're going to be meeting.
Absolutely.
And then just go.
Yeah. And if you do that, www.toastmasters.org, and there's a little find a club. If you hit on that, put 51101 in there. It'll give you everything in Sioux Lands.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else we need to know?
No, not that I can think of.
Absolutely. We appreciate you having us.
I'm excited. I think this is a great program, and I think it can work for a whole bunch of different people on many different levels. So if you are somebody that needs, you know, to be improve their communication, this is the way to do it.
This is the way to do it. There's also on YouTube our Professionally Speaking Club, which is we don't know if they're going to stick around, but there is a Professionally Speaking for Sioux City. If you go on there, you can find some videos. Not a lot, but you can find a couple. And then you can even contact us through that way as well.
So. All right. Sounds good. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet.